It had taken a direct hit, and now it, and all the souls who had stayed inside, were gone.
"Come on, everyone, we need to go now," Luke ordered. "Turn to the right, run for the park, don't stop, don't look back. My truck is the red one. When you get there, jump into the back. I'll be right behind you. Go!"
One by one, the group climbed to their feet, moved to the corner, and sprinted for the truck. All but Monique.
"I can't leave Nick," she cried. "We have to find him."
Luke hesitated, but only for a moment. He had no choice. He had to tell her. He set Jacqueline down, then said bluntly and without emotion, "He's dead."
"What? No, he's helping people."
Luke grabbed Monique by the shoulders and stared into her eyes.
"Monique, listen to me. Nick is dead."
No, he's..."
"Listen, Monique. Nick is dead. He's gone. He was trying to help people. He helped carry a wounded man into the church. I was about to follow him there myself. But before I got there, the bombs began to fall. They destroyed the church. They killed everyone inside. I watched it happen. I'm sorry, but he's gone."
Just as Luke feared, Monique collapsed in his arms. She was sobbing uncontrollably, crying, No. Luke set her down gently, then glanced across the park. The rest of the group had reached the truck. They were waiting for him. They were counting on him. He again scooped up Jacqueline in his arms. Then he pleaded with Monique to come with him. They had to go. But she would not budge. She collapsed in a heap on the ground, wailing. Luke turned and started toward the truck. Jacqueline screamed, "Mommy! Mommy!" The girl struggled to break free, to go back to her mother, the only parent she had left, but Luke held his niece tighter and ran all the faster. As he approached the pickup truck, a 1939 Ford Import, he could see everyone huddled in the back. He could see the horror in their eyes, the shock that he could be so heartless as to leave his own sister in a war zone and rip her little girl away from her. But he had no time for sentimentality or explanation. He reached the truck and quickly handed Jacqueline to one of the mothers who knew her best. Then he raced around to the other side of the truck, fumbled for his keys, unlocked the cab, and jumped into the driver's seat. 3 seconds later, he was gunning the engine, and they were off. One explosion after another ripped through Sedan. Those residents who were not dead were running for their lives, heading for the countryside on the flimsy premise that they could outrun the Nazi war machine. Anyone with a car or truck was on the move as well, with whatever valuables they'd had time to grab. But now vehicles clogged every available street out of town, and were sitting ducks when the Luftwaffe came swooping down to strafe them with 20-millimeter cannon fire. Luke, however, was not following them.